Liberty, listening in around the world tonight. Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program. I'm that old retired cop, Jack McLam, and we're transmitting from Indiana, USA, for all of you out of the world, out of our world here in America, that is. Yes, sir, we're here in the Indiana area for a little while yet. I will tell you that my bride was released by her doctor yesterday. Praise the Lord. He said she's healed up well enough that he's going to sign off to allow her to leave. And so we're hoping next Friday or Saturday to be out of here, heading back to Idaho. Hallelujah. It's been a nice time to be here with the wonderful people of Indiana. But we're anxious to get home. Get our life back together again. Praise the Lord, folks. My wife's still alive after all the abuse she's been through with this establishment treatment for her cancer. And she's ready. She's so happy. Yesterday, she was so happy to get out of there. She says it's all over. And now she's going to start using natural healing to clean her body up, try to clean the toxins out like she did when she had the Gulf War sickness, and a lot of her buddies died from it, but she cleaned out her blood and her liver and her everything, you name it, and got a lot of the poisons the government had put in her out, and so she lived. And now she's got to do the same thing, to clean the chemotherapy out of her and try to clean the radiation out of her, get her immune system back up that they've just about destroyed, and start protecting herself from a return of cancer. So she's looking forward to that. And I just want to say once again, folks, that I'm not going to get to those letters again tonight. I wanted to share with you some of the letters coming in here, wonderful letters from our brothers and sisters across the United States and even out of the country. We've received a few, one from Ireland and a number from Canada and Germany and different places. And I just tell you, it's just wonderful to get these letters. And it's helped my wife keep a positive attitude over all these months. And so we're out of here in the next week, God willing. We'll be right back with more of the Officer Jack McLam program in just a moment. We'll be right back.
The future of health and wellness is here in a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
This is Christine with another Bring 'Em Home message. Have we as Americans had enough yet? With the recent crisis in New Orleans and the southern Gulf Coast, death and destruction have been visited upon Americans once again. The government's response has been to bring foreign troops onto America's land. Federal and foreign troops now control the region, while the National Guardsmen are away, entangled in foreign wars, unable to protect their homes and families. The New World Order has reached its long-planned objective, to secure American troops on foreign soil and foreign troops on American soil. Let's get these foreign troops out and bring our American troops home now. Help us make the public aware of this dire situation by displaying on your cars our Bring 'Em Home magnetic ribbons or our new Bring 'Em Home bumper stickers. To place your orders, call 877-605-9200 or go to rbnlive.com or bringemhome.org.
Welcome back to the program, folks, and I want to say we have a delightful guest on with us tonight, Rip Logan. And some of you might remember, I guess it's been 8 months ago, that we talked to Rip on the air for a few minutes. He was the National Guardsman at Oregon State University that was going to say no to going to these wars for these internationalists and that have nothing to do with protecting America. And he's on to tell us his story tonight about what has happened to him. He did stand up and say no. And he's on with us right now. But, Rip, before we get into that, my dear brother, I want to ask you to put up with me for a few minutes here because I just realized today that Sunday and Monday is the March for Life in America, the March for Life rallies. Some of them are being held on Sunday. The Catholics are holding it on Sunday, and I have a report here from Father Frank Pavone of Priests for Life, and they're having a gathering on Sunday, and then we have another one from another Catholic organization in Los Angeles that is going to be put on Sunday, a March for Life on Sunday, and let's see, here it is right here. Anniversary LA March for Life to End Abortion, sponsored by the LA Archdiocese and Hispanics for Life on Sunday. And All across the nation, the Concerned Women of America on Monday will be marching in a huge rally in Washington, D.C. It'll start at the Capitol Mall at 7th Street, Washington, D.C., and end at the Capitol buildings down there, Capitol Hill. And it's all for a march for life, standing up against the murder of babies in this nation. I was talking to Frank Stephan this morning after my program this morning, and he told me, I didn't realize this, but about 6 million babies are killed each year. 6 million babies are killed each year. Interesting figure. And yet the American people are not doing anything but just marching. Now, marching is important. Protesting is important. But he and I agreed that, and I've said this for a long time, that we have to get civilly active. We have to, as people that love God and love the laws of God and love our republic and our freedoms, we have to do more than just march once a year. Like going to church once a week, folks, sitting in the pew, saying your prayers, and then going home and going back into the devil's system and not saying or doing anything until next Sunday when you go back to church. We have to, if we're going to move forward, and we are moving forward in this nation, we have to put feet to our prayers. We say this all the time, and it's so important. We on this program and the listeners out there know exactly what we're talking about. And so we're going to ask you, we'll be with Rip here in Logan in just a minute, but we want to ask you this, folks. Go to your government preacher in your government church, because once again, remember, if your church has a government license from the state, a corporation of the state, the judges in the states will tell you flat out that it's a government institution if you incorporate a church. And then if your preacher got a 501c3 tax exempt status from the federal government, it's a federal institution, and the government will tell you that. They can close you down if you say the wrong thing from the pulpit, and they do close down churches if you preach the whole Word of God. Only about 30 to 40% of the Holy Bible can be spoken today from the pulpit in churches that have their government licenses, or the government will come out and shut you down. But we want you to go to your government minister today and call him today or tomorrow and ask him or her to please speak out about going on the March for Life, Sunday or Monday, getting out of the church, getting out and marching for life. Because when we were in Phoenix, Arizona, when I was there as a cop and used to have to work some days when they'd have the March for Life, we would have about 10,000 people marching in a city, the sixth largest city in the United States, when we should have had 2 million people marching, because there was at least 2 million Christians in Arizona, Phoenix, Arizona. But we didn't have it because the ministers were scared to death to tell the parishioners in the church to get out and march for life. And the preachers were afraid, of course, to lead that march. Now, I can't say all of them, because there was always a few preachers who had gotten rid of their tax-free status from the government, had gotten rid of their state charters, that were preaching the whole Word of God, and they were out leading these marches for life. And so I want you to test your minister and challenge him or her to speak out on Sunday. If you truly know that these are murders of these babies, if you truly know that and believe it, and God is bringing his judgment on America because we've killed 45 million babies now in the wombs of ladies, if you truly believe that, you know this is something you should do. It's only once a year, and then next week I want to talk to you about what else we can do to actually close down these abortion mills, these murder centers that are operating every single day in the major cities. I can tell you that it's agreed by our two police and military associations that the Republicans who are putting forth new judges to the Supreme Court, like our president, Those judges are not going to stand up against Roe versus Wade. I can tell you, I know the Bush family very, very well. A lot of you do, too. And they're one of the most evil families on the face of the earth. And they fund more abortion around the world than you would believe. We have the actual figures of them sending our tax dollars around the world to UNESCO and to the UN and other projects to fund the abortions of millions and millions of babies around this earth. And they're not going to put up any judge that's going to stand up against abortion. Frank Stephan this morning told me that he had dug out something that no media will talk about, and that is a few years back, this Judge Alito could have shut down partial birth abortions, which is outright murder of babies outside the womb, and he voted for partial birth abortions in New Jersey. Now, I haven't seen those documents, but if Frank Stephan said it's true, I would tend to believe it, because he doesn't jacky around. He usually has his facts all together. So just do this, folks. Please pray about this and call your minister and challenge your minister to please on Sunday. It's very easy to do. Just say, please, folks, let's get involved with a March for Life. And let's not see 10,000 people in a city of 3 million people marching. Let's see 2 million people out there marching and shake up these elected things that we've elected to office that are padding their pockets with all kinds of money from organizations that are pro-abortion. And so many of themselves are lying to you when they say they're not pro-abortion. And so that's what I would like to ask you to do. We're going to go to our guest now. But I think it's so important that this is the day on Sunday when the ministers across this land could so easily just tell the people in their listening audience there, their parishioners that come in every Sunday, that today is the day we'll go have a little bit of lunch and then we'll join the March for Life in our community and see if we can't shake up those people that are in control of seeing to it that Roe versus Wade goes in the dumper like it should have many, many years ago. All right, let's go to our guest now, Rip Logan. He's a young man I'm so proud to know. He was in the National Guard, and he was a student at Oregon State University when we talked to him last time about 8 months ago. And he had done his research, and he had found out that this was a war that Christians should not be fighting in. And he did not want to go to war in Iraq. And so, Brother Rip Logan, it's so good to have you on. And if you wouldn't mind, Rip, would you kind of go over what happened and how you were awakened and what stand you took? And then we can get into what are you doing today? What happened to you? Are you in the brig, Rip?
No, not in the brig.
Good.
But before we get started, I'd just like to say about the abortions.
Okay.
You know, that's something I feel very strongly about, too, and I've heard people that have came out of the occult say that abortions are actually a blood sacrifice to the devil,
mm-hmm.
and that's how they see them.
Yes.
And that's something that our nation is going to be severely judged for,
I feel
very soon.
We're getting judged right now, brother. We're coming under the horrible despotism that God always brings on a nation that turns their back on God. It's coming. It's coming very rapidly.
And it's happening more and more every day.
Yes.
And so anyways, I guess on to my story, I grew up in Oregon, a pretty small town. I was just your average kid. I liked football and wrestling. I liked to hunt and fish. I liked jeeps and horses. And then when I graduated from high school, I went to college in Montana at Montana State. And then just about the time that I was graduating from college, 9/11 happened. And like most other Americans, I reacted with shock and horror, and I was outraged, and so I decided to join Oregon's militia.
Uh-huh. Yeah, the State National Guard, is that right?
Yes, the National Guard.
I hear the music. We're coming up on our first break there, Rip. Just hang on. Folks, we'll be right back with Rip Logan, a good American that has made some hard decisions in the last months that has changed his life quite a bit. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
The future of health and wellness is here, and a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Okay, folks, welcome back to the program. And we have a dear brother on with us, Rip Logan, who been through quite a year, Rip. Just go ahead and pick up where you left off, my brother.
Yeah, that's right. It's been just about a year since the trouble really began.
Uh-huh.
So anyways, when I enlisted, since I had a bachelor's degree from college, they encouraged me to go through the officer program.
Uh-huh.
I had the option of going to the Army's Officer Candidate School at Fort Benning, where the active component sends their OCS, or I had the chance to go through the National Guard's officer program, which is held at Camp Meade, North Dakota, or I had the option of going through ROTC. And since I wanted to continue in college and get a master's degree, I chose ROTC.
I see. Uh-huh.
And so I was the only cadet in the program that was in graduate school while I was attending drill and whatnot. And I was in what the program called simultaneous membership, which meant that I was a cadet and I also drove my National Guard unit, and I was placed in a lieutenant slot while I was doing that.
Okay. You attended National Guard meetings then, right?
Yes, I would drill once a month and then go to annual training. And
yes.
And then I was also a cadet at Oregon State, so it was pretty busy time.
I'll bet you, yes.
And then probably 2 years ago, I started listening to a radio program in the area, and it was called the Prophecy Club. And its host is name is Stan Johnson, and they're a very conservative Christian organization.
Yes, they are.
And they started talking. I mean, some of the stuff I had heard, I grew up in a Christian home, but I thought it was just imagination and fantasy and whatnot. But when the things and the speakers they were having on their program really started making sense. They were having people like Stan Montese and and my mind just goes blank now. But they had a lot of people that really knew what was going on.
Yeah.
Speaking on there, and it really started tugging at my heart that what am I doing here? I'm really serving the beast, and that's how I literally saw it. And so more time went by, and I was kind of sitting on the fence. I didn't know which path to take. Should I continue on and earn my commission? I was within a year of doing it. And then something really tragic happened. One of my best friends was killed in Iraq. And that was when I really started my investigation, and I started really reading into it with authors like Edward Griffin and Alex Jones and Stanley Montese and some of the others that are really involved in exposing truth, Tex Mars.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think the breaking point was when the bomb went off in the mess tent in Tikrit, and that would have been December a year ago, and it killed all those soldiers in that mess tent.
Yes.
And I was furious, and I knew that basically those men had died for nothing. We're not protecting our country, and this is all an internationalist plan. That war has been planned for years and years and years now. It had nothing to do with weapons of mass destruction or 9/11. It has to do with pushing America closer and closer into the coming world government.
That's right, brother. That's right.
And that was the end of it. And so I was so furious, I wrote a letter to the editor, the local newspaper, and I pointed out our president's involvement in Skull and Bones and Bohemian Grove, which is held here in California. Some of your listeners may not know about it, but Alex Jones actually snuck into it a few years ago and taped this pagan occult ceremony.
Yeah, our listeners know about it, brother. Our listeners know about it, yeah.
That our Christian leaders partake in.
Yes.
And I pointed that out. I pointed out all the errors and the holes in the official story of 9/11 and how it just doesn't hold any water. And then I pointed out some of the instances in the past where governments, including our own, have used terrorism and terror and instances like Pearl Harbor or the sinking of the Lusitania to inflame the public into going to war for something that they never would have gone to war with if it hadn't been for that incident. And come to find out, our own governments had set the stage up so that would happen, just so they could inflame their own people.
Yes.
Kind of like Hitler's Reichstag fire.
Same thing.
I pointed out, and I pointed out the actual declassified documents that came out that our government was planning on doing that as an excuse to attack Cuba back in the 60s, the Northwood documents.
Yeah, Northwood documents, yes.
I pointed all this out. Well, anyways, to make a long story short, this letter went to the commanding general of the Oregon National Guard, and I found myself in some very hot water. And I was given the chance by my commander to officially recant my statements, and I would still be commissioned. And I chose not to. I chose to stand up for what I felt's right.
Hold on right there, Rip. My goodness, folks. You see how America could change, folks, if we just do what Rip Logan has done, stand up and speak out? We would take this nation back overnight. We're going to talk more to Rip right after this break. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
In America, we value our liberty. But there's a new movement quietly being pursued by politicians that will take away our precious freedoms. It's been deceptively named the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA. Proponents claim that their objective is to promote trade by removing barriers between the countries of North and South America. In reality, the FTAA is a raw power grab. It will lead to a new government over the entire Western Hemisphere. This supergovernment will steadily take away America's rights, our Constitution, even the freedoms that we love so dearly. Protect your freedoms. Go to stoptheftaa.org. Then let Congress know that the FTAA is not an option for America. Stoptheftaa.org and keep America free.
Dear brothers and sisters listening tonight, if we had a lot of our brothers and sisters out around this country that would just stand up and say no to tyranny, like Rip Logan has and others of our brothers and sisters out there, we'd have had this country back, because God expects us to stand up and to occupy this land until his return. And that's what Rip Logan is trying to do, and brother, we're proud of you. Please continue on with your story there, Rip.
Well, when that happened, that was approximately last March, and that was about the first time I contacted your office.
Yes.
And you and me spoke for quite a bit, and we agreed on almost everything that we talked about, and I was very encouraged by you to know that somebody out there didn't think I was crazy, because once you come to understand this, you know, what's being laid for, the trap that's being laid for our country, and has been laid for decades and decades.
Yeah.
And not only our country, but the whole world. I mean, they plan to ensnare the whole world in this beast system. You can never go back to how you looked at anything before that. And so anyways, I refuse to recant my position. They threatened me with UCMJ. I told them that was ridiculous. The National Guard isn't under UCMJ. That's really when the scare tactics began.
Yes, trying to frighten you into changing your attitude.
That's exactly right. The National Guard is only under military law when you're on duty. And you're only under UCMJ when you're in federal duty. And I was under neither. That's the reason you're considered a citizen soldier. And I spoke out as a citizen of Oregon and an American citizen. And that was when the threats began. And so I refused to recant my position. I told them that I was the one that had to look myself in the mirror in the morning and sleep with the things I'd done at night, and there was no way I could do that. That if it ruined my career in the military, then so be it. And boy, howdy, it did. And so then I decided, well, what am I going to do now? And so
what happened to you, Rip? How did they throw you out of college, or did they... What did they do to you that made you look around and say, what am I going to do now?
Well, like I had said before, I was in graduate school. I was the only cadet in the program that was in graduate school. And so I was busy with my student teaching at the time. I was working on a master's in education. And the threats became so nasty from the National Guard that I decided to leave the state. And I relocated to California, not because I like California, but I just wanted to totally remove myself from Oregon. Now, what everybody has to remember was I was under dual chains of command. I was under cadet command, and I was also under Oregon National Guard. Cadet command just basically wrote me off. I met with the colonel of the Western Region, and I told him my views and how I felt, and I asked to be disenrolled rather than kicked out. And then the National Guard was a different story. They're so desperate for soldiers right now that it became a very battle, and I'm still in that battle. Nothing's finalized yet. My MOS was 09 Sierra, which is officer candidate. I had the option in my contract that if for any reason I failed officer school, I could be discharged. It's been almost a year now, and I'm still not discharged. I asked for it in writing. I went to my congressman, Congressman DeFazio. I went through the inspector general's office, and it's still going on. My battalion commander of my National Guard unit is a female, and she said her direct quote was, she didn't give an F what my contract said. And so,
what did your contract say that you could ask to be released,
I
or
could
something
be,
like that?
If I failed officer training, I could be discharged. I could be retrained in an enlisted MOS or discharged. And I provided them in writing that I wanted to be discharged, and it was just like talking to a brick wall.
So still you're not discharged, is that right?
That's the way I understand it.
Have you had any communication lately? What do you think they're up to? That's strange.
Yes, I have had some communication with them. They sent me a notice saying that I was in AWOL status and that they were recommending I get another than honorable discharge. And so it's now a fight. I have still been submitting paperwork to my congressman's office, and I don't know what's going to happen. I may end up with a other than honorable discharge. To me, it's not that big of a deal, because I would rather have an other than honorable discharge rather than not be able to sleep with myself at night.
Well, brother, it takes a lot of courage to do that, and I've been fortunate the last 25 years that I've been meeting a lot of courageous police officers and soldiers because of the work I do, and I know what it takes to do that. I was the most highly decorated officer in the history of Phoenix, Arizona Police Department, but also am the most fired officer in the history of Phoenix Police Department, and so I remember those days of standing up and saying, no, I will not commit something immoral. No, I will not obey an unlawful order. I will not violate my oath. And, brother, that comes with a heavy penalty, doesn't it?
it was a lot of burden. If it hadn't been for a lot of time in prayer and knowing that doing right is bigger in the eyes of the Lord than
obeying man.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Acts 5:29, right? Acts 5:29. We should obey God rather than man.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And so I've had a lot of debates with people. They, you know, I constantly get Romans 13 tossed in my face.
Oh, obey everything evil government tells you to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
as all evil governments of God. Yes.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Right.
And they never say anything about Romans 12, though.
Yeah.
So.
That's right. They don't want to hear about that.
They don't want to hear about the separation of church and state. And so, from there, when it got to be towards last summer, the threats were getting worse and worse. You know, writing the written letters from my National Guard commander, and I just decided I was going to move out of state. I was going to completely remove myself from that situation.
Uh-huh.
And so I moved to California and got a job down here, and I'm hoping when this matter's resolved, to move back to Oregon, but I'm not going to move back to Oregon until this matter's resolved one way or the other.
That's a good idea. Good idea. Rip, would you mind if we put out the call for people to call in and talk to you if they wanted to?
No, that's fine.
Okay. Folks, would you like to do that? Is there any callers out there that would like to call and talk to Rip? I'll tell you, if he were around, I'd hug his neck. I mean to tell you, brother, I'm just so proud of you. I'm just busting with pride every time I run into an American. Doesn't have to be somebody in the military or in law enforcement, but somebody that's standing up. And as God says, if you stand up for me and my law, you will be persecuted. He didn't say, did he, Rip? Maybe you'll be persecuted.
He didn't say
you could be.
That's
right. He says, you will be persecuted in my name. And I'm always so honored. I feel like God is blessing me to know people like you, Rip. So, folks, if you'd like to call in on 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. What did you say, Rip?
And Jack, I'd like to say that through my research, I've come to the conclusion that, yes, we are living in the last days,
uh-huh.
and that's just for certain, and that also the Bible says that Satan is the prince of this earth, and when Jesus was being tempted in the wilderness, Satan took him up and pointed out the kingdoms of the earth to him and said, I'll give you all these if you just obey me. That
uh-huh.
means that all the kingdoms of the earth were Satan's to give to Jesus. And so I believe that Satan has been working for hundreds and hundreds, if not thousands of years, placing his evil men in positions of high authority throughout the whole earth, and that's including our government.
That's right. Yeah.
Our government, most of the presidents we have, I believe, have been pawns of the devil, and especially the ones we've had lately, and the one we have now. He's always flashing the hook'em horn symbol.
Yes.
Just within the last month said that the Constitution's nothing but a GD piece of paper.
That's right, GD piece of paper. I'm telling you, that's what a Christian would say, isn't it, there,
yeah,
Rip Logan?
Very Christian.
Use
very...
the God's name in vain about the Constitution.
Yeah.
My goodness. Okay, brother, we have a caller on the line. Paul, who's on the line? Okay, Ken in Colorado. Welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program. You're on with my hero, Rip Logan.
Good evening. All I'd like to say to you, Rip, is that she-male that was your CEO, when she says she's going to strive for a other than honorable discharge, just ask her whose honor.
Thank you very much. Yes, I actually took that quote of President Bush's that was put out in the Capitol Blue Press, and I mailed that to her.
Yeah.
GD? Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you've apparently got quite a better stance on honor than she does, so carry on.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, brother. Now, Paul, you said we have other calls? Phyllis in Ohio, welcome to the program.
Hello, Jack.
Hi, Phyllis.
And Rick.
Hi, ma'am. How are you?
Well, I want to tell you how very much I appreciate the stand that you've taken, because we have two young men in the past that tried to lay the groundwork for someone like you to carry on, and I want to thank you for carrying on for my son, who took his stand, refused to serve under the United Nations 30 years ago, and gave his life. And then we also have Michael New.
Yes.
And I want to thank you for the courage to carry on for those who have gone before you.
Thank you.
Is there some way I could contact you? Because I have something special I would like to send to you.
Yes, I can be contacted. I actually have a military email address. It's rip.logan@us.army.mil.
Okay, say it again slower.
rip.logan@us.army.mil.
What was after Army, please? The last.
Oh, dot mil.
For military, dot mil.
M-I-L.
Okay. Oh, M-I-L. All
yeah.
Right. Thank you. And God bless you, and keep standing strong.
Thank you, Phyllis, and God bless you for raising a wonderful son that gave his life for freedom and liberty for people. God bless you, Phyllis. Thanks for calling in. Let's go to Jeff in Mass. Brother Jeff, how are you doing? You're on with Rip Logan, American hero.
Yes. Rip, you are, I consider you the Michael New of the 21st century.
Yes, amen.
That's big shoes to fill right there. Michael New was actually a pretty big hero of mine.
Oh, he's a hero of mine, too. Now, here's a couple of good pointed questions. Number one, what did the other troops think of your stand?
Oh, I wanted to get to that, actually. I had about three or four of my classmates who are now all lieutenants, some of them active Army, some of them USAR, and some of them ARNG, that privately confided in me that they felt the same way I felt. They just didn't have the courage to stand up and say it.
Wow.
Boy, could you imagine that, Jeff? These young men over there killing people, and they know they're not doing it to save America. And can you imagine, Rip, them trying to live with that the rest of their life? Brother, I think there's no question, and I think Jeff would agree, that, Rip, you made the right decision.
Also, my brother-in-law did a tour in Iraq. He was in the initial invasion, and he was in the Marine Corps, and me and him have talked about it, and he talks all the time about stuff like the Gulf of Tonkin and how he feels that 9/11 was another either Pearl Harbor or Gulf of Tonkin or some fallacy just as an excuse to get us into war.
Very smart.
Trust me, I'm not the only person that was in the military it's starting to see through this smoke and mirrors.
Praise God. Yeah.
No, I have another simple question. Sorry to ramble on, but would you be willing to write a book about your experience? And in your book, if you were to write it, would you recommend that people join the military today, or would you say that nobody should join the military under any circumstances?
Well, me and Mr. McMillan may differ on this just a hair, but I've been pretty heavily influenced by brethren, Christians, and Mennonites.
Uh-huh.
And I believe that Jesus specifically said in the Sermon on the Mount not to take oath, period, that his kingdom wasn't of the earth and that Satan is the ruler of this earth. So my personal view as a Christian is no, that we should be more concerned with being a citizen of heaven and not so much worried about being a citizen of the earth. Now, I know not all Christians feel that way, and there are some wonderful Christians in the military. I wouldn't recommend it, though. And as far as a book, I hadn't even thought about it till now. I do like to write. Maybe I wouldn't mind doing a track or something like that. I don't know if I have...
It'd be a good book, though, Rip. It sure would be. It might be a booklet. You know, it wouldn't have to be lengthy, but just what you've told us on the air tonight, Jeff, wouldn't that be powerful? and how he discovered that he was going to war for the wrong reasons. I mean, that would be so powerful, Rip. I want you to pray about that, brother. Right, Jeff?
Oh, yes. And,
yeah.
And what I would do, Rip, is as far as writing a book is concerned, you don't have to start off big. I mean, when you're getting an idea on a piece of paper, start off with 3 points and then start off with and then after that 5 points and get all your thoughts on a piece of paper. And then when you're done writing the book, you do a chapter and another chapter and so forth. That's how you write a book, my friend. Have a
yeah.
good one.
Thank
God
you.
God bless you.
Okay, bye.
Thanks a lot. Yep. Okay, folks. Yes, we've got about 4 minutes left when we come back, folks. So if you were going to call in, do it now. Rip, we'll be right back with the rest of the program. Just hang in there, buddy. We'll be right back with you.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
The future of health and wellness is here, and a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Okay, folks, we're coming in hot, as we say, in the Air Force, okay? Landon's going to be a hot one, okay? We've only got a couple minutes left. We've got 3 callers on the line, and we want to give Rip a moment to make a closing statement. And so let's go real quick. By the way, Rip, it's been suggested that we have you back on for a little bit later on and see if we can't accept some more calls, because 3 more people have been turned down that wanted to talk to you. What do you think about that, Rip?
Oh, that's fine. Today or some other time?
Yeah, some other time.
Oh,
we'll
one,
do it.
Any time.
Good. Let's go to Dan in Wisconsin now. Dan, welcome to the program.
Yeah, hi, Jack. Say, Rip, I just want to thank you for the stand you're taking. And I was just wondering, have you heard anything back from your congressman?
Not much, actually. I haven't gotten much help, which surprised me because he's one of the more liberal congressmen there is. But that just goes to show that left and right are just smoke screens and illusions to confuse.
Yeah, well, I was going to tell you, you got to...
You're breaking up, Dan.
Ooh, gotta love them cell phones.
Yeah, Dan, you broke up.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Right.
Okay, I was just telling Rip, you gotta remember that Congress is nothing but the corporate board. And I was gonna say, if you give out his name and let some of the listeners come, give him a call and chew on his ear.
Now, who's your congressman there?
Congressman Peter DeFazio from the 5th District in Oregon.
Good idea. Good idea, Dan. Good.
Okay, and just one closing thing. I remember back in the 70s, they had a statement, what if they started a war and nobody came?
A wonderful thought. Wonderful thought.
And I think it's about time maybe we find out.
Yes. Thank you, Dan. God bless you, brother.
Thank you.
Let's go to Sheila in Oregon. Sheila, you're not his commander, are you?
Absolutely not.
Okay, sister, go ahead.
Just want to give you greetings from Oregon and let you know that I did get a bunch of DVDs to the National Guard here about 6 months ago.
Good deal.
Wonderful. Which unit?
I don't know. I just have a friend that worked at a fruit stand, and she's in the National Guard, and she said her group went to New Orleans. And she said that it made the rounds here in Oregon and that those videos were going down into California.
What videos was it, Sheila?
Chemtrails.
Oh, yeah?
The Carnicoms, Stanley Monteith's, Population Control.
Oh, yes, good.
Alex Jones's, a couple of his videos, but I sent out like 8 videos, and they said that they were going to make the rounds, so maybe that'll do some help.
Praise God,
wonderful.
Sister.
Wonderful.
And one more thing, reformation.org. Reformation.org is a wonderful site that tells you a whole different history than what we've been taught.
Okay. Thanks so much.
Thank
I'm
you.
Writing that down, reformation.org.
Yeah, I'll
okay.
look at that.
Thank you, Sheila. Let's go real quick to Arthur in Tennessee. Arthur, we're just about out of time. Sorry, brother.
Rip, you are honorably discharging your responsibilities as an American warrior because you are operating within the framework of the system that's established for you. Be advised, I've been in 3 hand-to-hand uniformed engagements with U.S. military personnel while I was in uniform. God delivered me from an M16 in the gut, a rock to the head, a sledgehammer to the body. God will deliver you. Jack, elements of Dove, Radio Middle and West Tennessee, monitor your transmissions. They're confused about Oculus. I brought this to your attention because Oculus is approved by the EPA with a product of oxygenated water that's used for surgery and for bacterial viral decontamination of the skin.
Yeah.
And that will be helpful to your wife, Angie. RBN is confused because Frank at FranklySpeaking.com wants to know how come you aren't trying Colonel Joe's diet, and also Doc Mike would like to cure your wife of Gulf War Syndrome. Hang tough.
Okay, thank you, Arthur. Appreciate it. Rip, doggone, we didn't save time for you to get a closing statement. Listen, Rip, brother, we're going to have you on again. Is that okay?
That's fine.
I'll talk to you right after the show. God bless everybody out there. Have a good night.
America is at war right now. It's not a war against Iraq, nor is it a war against terrorism. It's a new war for our independence. At stake is our Constitution and the very freedoms we enjoy every day. You see, power-hungry politicians are quietly advancing something deceptively named the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA. Proponents claim they are merely promoting trade by turning North and South America into a huge economic union. But in reality, it's a brazen scheme to eliminate the authority of the U.S. government, submitting our nation to the whims of a new regional superpower. America as we value it will steadily disappear, as will our rights, our Constitution, and our freedoms. Help win the war against the FTAA. Go to stoptheftaa.org and help keep America free. That's stoptheftaa.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.